Shadow knows.
The Shadow, mysterious character who aids the forces of law and order, is in reality Lamont Cranston, wealthy young man about town. The Shadow uses his hypnotic power to cloud men's minds so that they cannot see him. Cranston's friend and companion, the lovely Margot Lane, is the only person who knows to whom the voice of the Shadow belongs. Today's story, Murderer's Vanity.
And we may say of this woman that she is not dead. Her memory lives in the minds of those who loved her. It is given to all of us.
I can't stand this, Mary.
On this earth.
I can't stand it, I tell you.
Oh, but Peter, you have no proof. You can't.
No proof. He killed Mother. He only married her for money, and then he murdered her.
Please, Peter. If you think anything of Mother's memory, don't make a scene. People are looking at us now.
Looking at us, are they? Let them look at him. Dr. Walter Martin. Dr. Martin. Murderer, that's what.
Peter, please. It's not true. Please.
Oh, look at him. Look at that false face of sorrow. Watch him dream, that hypocrite. Oh, how happy he must be to get his hands on the Elston money at last.
Peter, please. It's his mother's funeral.
How can he sit there like that? Mary, I can't stand it any longer. Stop!
Peter.
Stop it, I say! There he is, there! Stand up and show that Judas face of yours.
Peter, what are you saying?
There, he's turning away. Stand up and show yourself. There's the murderer of my mother, Dr. Walter Martin.
Oh,
he killed her to get his hands on the Elston money.
You realize that I only have your word that your mother was murdered, Mr. Elston?
Isn't that enough, Commissioner Weston?
Unfortunately,
but
no.
All I'm asking you to do is get me an order to exhume her body. The autopsy will
There'll
prove
be no autopsy, Mr. Elston.
Doesn't my word count for anything?
No. And I'll tell you why. You've been drinking. You're not responsible for what you're saying.
Drinking? Well, who wouldn't drink knowing that his mother was murdered and the killer going scot-free?
Well, you know, Commissioner, perhaps there's something to this after all.
Now, please, Cranston, I've seen 1,000 cases like this. This young man here imagined his mother was murdered. Perhaps because he's never liked his stepfather.
And I warn you, he isn't through yet. My sister's life and my life are in danger.
Well, how do you know this, Elston?
I'll tell you how. Dr. Martin won't be satisfied until he has all the Elston money. My sister Mary and I stand in his way.
Commissioner, the boy is telling the truth. I wonder if you can afford to ignore this.
Now, please, Cranston. Mr. Elston, until you can bring me positive proof that your mother was murdered, this case is closed. That's all. Good day, sir.
I see. All right. And thank you very much for your help, Commissioner Weston. You don't know it, but you've just signed my sister's and my death warrants.
But you see, Margot, young Peter Elston seems so sincere, so terribly upset. I almost believe...
Well, I'll tell you how I figure it, I'll tell you.
Oh, so you have a theory too, eh, Shrevey?
Well, it ain't exactly my own idea, Mr. Cranston. It's more the thoughts of my bosom friend and companion, Big Charlie.
Well, who's Big Charlie?
He's a guy on my hack line.
Oh.
You see, Big Charlie figures that this here now, Peter Elston, bumped off his dear little mother and is trying to put the frame on that there now doctor.
And how does Big here now, Charlie, figure that?
He dreamed it.
You mean he based the whole deduction on a dream?
Certainly. He's one of them now psychics.
I beg your pardon?
He's a psychic.
Margot, I believe he means psychic.
Oh.
Yeah, you should hear the things he sometimes picks to come true, you should hear. Why, just the other day...
Wait a minute, Shrevey. Big Charlie may have something at that.
Oh, Lamont.
I'm not what you'd call sold on the mystical powers of Large Charles, but I do think that his deduction bears investigation.
Oh, boy, wait till I tell Big Charlie.
Lamont! Peter Elston couldn't have killed his own mother.
Stranger things than that have happened, Margot.
You're not serious, Lamont.
Margot, I'm so serious about it that the Shadow is going to persuade Commissioner Weston to go to the cemetery tonight. Mrs. Elston Martin's body is going to be exhumed. Order or no order.
Just an owl or something.
Well, I don't like it. I'm getting out of this cemetery. $50 or no $50.
You try to when you get your head bashed in with this shovel.
Oh, now, Joe, don't act that way.
Now, listen, we can use the money.
Yeah, but suppose we get caught.
Well, he said he'd watch out for us. If he sees anybody coming, he'll whistle 3 times. Come on now, dig. What do you suppose he wants the body for? I don't like the idea of robbing a grave.
What do we care? As long as we get our money. Not just a few more shovels full and we'll be able to get the top of the coffin off.
That's the signal. Someone is coming. Come on, quick. Let's get out of here.
Stop! Stop or I'll fire! I'll get him, Commissioner. Stop you! Stop! Get him, guard owner. I fired above their heads with one pip. I've got him.
Now bring him here.
Well, he seems to be hurt. I'll be right with you, Commissioner.
Shadow was right. He said he had an idea that someone would try to rob Mrs. Martin's grave tonight.
Yes, Commissioner. We've arrived just in time.
Shadow.
A few minutes later and the body would have been stolen and all evidence of murder with it.
So you're here too?
Yes, Commissioner.
Well, what do you want me to do now?
We must exhume the body of Mrs. Elston Martin.
But the exhumation order has to be signed by a member of the family.
Commissioner, there isn't time for that. You must do as I say.
Well, okay, Shadow, but I'll probably lose my job on account of this. Man, dig up Mrs. Martin's body.
Here he is, Commissioner. I just winged this one.
Yeah?
I didn't want nothing to do with it. My buddy and me was going to be paid $50 to get this body.
Who is going to pay you to rob this grave?
Who said that?
The Shadow.
I can't see anything.
No man has ever seen the Shadow.
The Shadow?
Who paid you to steal this body?
I don't know.
Don't lie.
I ain't lying. The man wore a mask all the time he talked to my friend and me.
Wore a mask, huh? That's a fine story. All right, Cardona, take him back to the car. I'll grill him down at police headquarters.
Right, Commissioner. Come on, you. You're going for a little ride.
Shadow, are you still here?
Yes, Commissioner.
Well, what do I do now?
After we get the body, Commissioner, we'll have an autopsy.
Yes.
Commissioner.
And then... Now, wait a minute.
Commissioner.
Yes, well, what is it?
The coffin. It's empty.
And Margot... When Commissioner Weston pried open the coffin lid, Mrs. Elston Martin's body was missing.
Why, Lamont, that's terrible. Is that why you phoned me?
Yes, Margot. And it proves one very definite thing. Mrs. Martin was murdered. The murderer was afraid that the body might be exhumed and the crime discovered.
Well, who did it, Lamont?
I don't know yet, Margot. But the Shadow is going to the Martin home tonight and clear up this mystery of the empty grave.
I'm leaving this house tonight. Are you coming with me or aren't you?
No, Peter. I can't.
But don't you realize your life is in danger here? He'll kill you just as sure as he's killed Mother.
Peter, I'm sure you're mistaken. Father's good and kind.
No, don't call him Father. He's not our father.
Peter, please. You know I can't stand all this excitement. My heart.
Yes. Yes, your heart. You never had anything wrong with your heart before he began treating you. Mary, can't you see he's doing the same thing to you that he did to Mother? You're being poisoned.
Oh, no, Peter. You're mistaken.
Oh, I didn't realize there was anyone here in my study.
Don't worry, Dr. Martin. I'm leaving. Just as soon as I persuade my sister to leave with me.
I see. And how does Mary feel about that?
I don't believe what Peter says about you, Dr. Martin.
All right, I give up. I'm going, Mary.
Peter.
What do you want?
Peter... You've been drinking too much lately.
Suppose I have.
Well, of course, you're old enough to do as you please, but as your physician...
You're not my physician. My mother was foolish enough to trust you. Now she's dead. And you're doing the same thing to my sister. But I warn you, Father, I'll find some way to stop you. Even if I have to resort to murder.
Peter!
Poor boy.
Oh,
he's
Peter,
suffering
you...
from hallucinations.
Mary. Mary! Mary. Mary.
What? Oh, I must have...
Now, just be quiet for a second, Mary. You fainted. This will help.
Oh.
Here. Drink this.
What is it?
Just a little heart stimulant, Mary. Drink it. Mm-hmm. There. Feel better?
Yes, Doctor. I guess so. Peter was
yes,
so...
Yes, I know. Let's not speak of it. The excitement was a little too much for you. Now I'd advise you to go right up to bed. You need the rest.
Yes. All right, Doctor.
Now, go right to bed, Mary.
I will. Good night.
Good night, Mary. Yes. Now all this needs is my signature. Now, to put this document where it'll be safe, me see the combination. 18 to the left. 39 to the right. 12 to the left. 47 to the right. I guess this will be safe in here.
Dr. Martin.
What?
What was in the blue envelope you just locked in the safe?
Who said that? I can't see anyone.
Men call me the Shadow, Dr. Martin. You can't see me because I've cast a hypnotic mist over your mind.
The Shadow? Yes, I've heard of you. What do you want of me?
I asked you a question. What is in the blue envelope that you just locked in the safe?
The blue envelope? Why, my will. It contains my will.
Your will?
Yes, Shadow. My life is in danger. My stepson, Peter, hates me. He's threatened my life several times. He believes that I married his mother for her money and then murdered her.
I see. What do you know of the disappearance of Mrs. Elston Martin's body from her grave?
What?
The body of Mrs. Elston Martin was not in the coffin.
See. Yes, Peter threatened to have the body exhumed. When he was refused permission by the police, he must have
tried... But the body was missing from the coffin before it was buried, Dr. Martin. How do you explain that?
I can't explain it, Shadow. Can't explain it at all.
I beg pardon, Dr. Martin.
What is it, Edwards?
It's Miss Mary, sir. She's had another heart attack. I'm afraid it's very bad.
Where is she?
Out here, sir. I found her at the foot of the stairs.
Good heavens, Mary.
Here she is, sir. Is she dead?
Edwards, go into the study and bring my black bag here immediately.
Yes, sir. Oh, sorry, Master Peter.
What is it? What's that? Peter, Mary is...
What have you done to her?
Mary. Please, Peter.
Mary. If you've killed her...
Don't talk like a fool, Peter. Edwards, bring that bag in here, the stimulants.
I'm afraid it's too late for that, Dr. Martin. Mary Elston is dead.
Dr. Martin did it. Lamont, I'm sure. He murdered Mary Elston and her mother, too.
Well, I'm not so sure, Margot. Peter Elston may be very clever.
Oh, Lamont, I'll never believe that of him. Why, he's such a nice boy. He couldn't...
Suppose I were to tell you that I've discovered several things about this nice Peter Elston that aren't too nice.
What?
Our young friend was expelled from medical school 2 years ago because of a scandal he got into. Something to do with gambling.
Peter Elston?
Yes, Peter Elston. Perhaps he needs money now to pay a gambling debt.
And you think that he'd...
Oh, no. Mind you, Margot, I'm not accusing him yet. If he is the murderer, he's covered his tracks pretty well. Even throwing suspicion on his stepfather, Dr. Martin.
Well, I'll never believe that of Peter Elston until there's conclusive proof.
Good heavens, Margot, I just remembered.
What?
I've got to get back to the Martin home immediately.
But you just came from there.
Margot, in the Martin home is the evidence that will convict the murderer. And the murderer will attempt to conceal or destroy that evidence.
I told you, Commissioner Weston is too busy to come to the phone. This is Cardona. Is there anything I can do for you?
I must speak with Commissioner Weston. Tell him that Peter Elston's calling, and it's very important.
Oh, okay. Just a moment, Mr. Elston. Hello, Elston. What is it?
Commissioner, my sister's dead.
What?
I warned you this had happened.
Dead? When did she die?
About an hour ago. I told you my stepfather wouldn't stop with one murder.
Just a minute, Elston, just a minute. Why didn't you call me sooner?
He wanted to have her sent to the undertakers immediately. I fought to prevent it. I didn't have a chance to call you.
I see. It was wise of you to prevent the removal of the body. I'll be over immediately. Oh, and Elston.
Yes, Commissioner Weston?
No matter what happens, stay with your sister's body till I get there.
Commissioner Weston.
Yes,
come
Elston.
In.
Come in, Cardona. All right, Commissioner. Now, Elston, take us to the body.
She's upstairs in her room. Right this way.
Uh-huh. Who's guarding the body, Elston?
Well, I am, just as you told me.
You are? Well, what are you doing downstairs? Didn't I tell you not to leave the body unguarded? Come on, I hope we're not too late.
I don't understand.
Your mother's body was stolen from the grave.
What?
All right. Which room is it?
Well, this one. Good heavens, Mary, she's...
She's gone. Body's been stolen. That's exactly what I was afraid of.
Cardona.
Yes, Commissioner?
Whoever's done this can't have gotten very far.
What's going on here?
I want you to...
Peter, what is the meaning of this?
You needn't look any further, Commissioner. There he is. There's the murderer.
What, Peter, I...
Dr. Walter Martin?
Yes? Who are you?
I'm Police Commissioner Weston. Dr. Martin, you're under arrest for the murder of your wife and your stepdaughter, Mary Elston.
There must be some mistake.
There's no mistake, murderer. What have you done with my sister's body?
I see. I see everything now. At last you have your wish, Peter. I'm out of the way.
Come along, Doctor.
You're going to pay for your crimes, Dr. Martin.
Cardona, put the cuffs on him.
Okay, Commissioner.
Are you happy now, Peter, to see me disgraced? Can you be happy knowing that another man will die to pay for your crimes?
No other man's going to die to pay for my...
Commissioner, he's... Dr. Martin, here, give me a hand here, Cardona. Lift his head. Martin, what's the matter?
The water bottle in my bedroom.
Huh?
Now I know. He must have...
What are you talking about, man?
The water. I drank some. It tasted strange. It was poison. Peter, you...
Martin.
You.
Dr. Martin. He's dead.
No. No, I don't understand.
No, but now I understand. You're the murderer. You killed your mother and sister, and now you've killed him.
Oh, no. No, I didn't.
All right, Cardona, take him out of the car and guard him well.
Okay, Commissioner. Come on, you.
Oh, but you don't understand. I couldn't...
Save your alibis for your trial, Elston. Take him away, Cardona. Oh, now to search this house. Body of Mary Elston must be still here somewhere.
You're sure you have the murderer, Commissioner Weston?
Shadow, so you're here again.
Yes, Commissioner. The Shadow will always be here to fight crime and injustice.
Well, I won't need your help this time, Shadow. I've got the murderer. Peter Elston did it to get the money. And then he blamed it on his stepfather to clear himself.
I see. As simple as that, eh?
Yeah.
Tell me, Commissioner, if Peter Elston convinced you of his innocence and had you ready to send Dr. Martin to the chair for the crimes, why did Peter Elston kill Dr. Martin? Why was that necessary?
What? Well, I don't know. Oh, Shadow, I've got the right man. It's an open and shut case.
No, Commissioner Weston. The mystery is still unsolved.
Peter Elston, you have been tried and convicted of murder in the first degree. Have you anything to say before sentence is passed upon you?
No, Your Honor. Except that I'm innocent.
I see. It is my duty to sentence you to die in the electric chair. You will be taken to the penitentiary and on a particular day in the week.
Peter Elston dies in the chair tonight. Margot, I have a feeling that the boy is innocent, and I'm powerless to help him.
Then the governor refused to grant him the reprieve?
Yes. The evidence against the boy is too damning. Dr. Martin was poisoned. Peter Elston admitted that he hired the two men to exhume his mother's body. I've failed, Margot. For the first time, I've failed.
Oh, Lamont, you mustn't think about it. It isn't your fault.
In 2 hours, Peter Elston goes to the chair, and there's nothing I can do to stop it.
Oh, Mr. Cranston.
Yes, Shrevey.
Big Charlie's been dreaming again.
Who's Big Charlie?
You remember my bosom friend and companion who's a psychic?
Oh, yes. Well, anyway, Margot...
He's been dreaming about the trial.
Well, who has?
Big Dreamy, the Charlie. Big Charlie, the dreamer.
Oh, please, Shrevey. I'm not in the mood to listen to any of Big Charlie's nocturnal notions.
Okay, Mr. Cranston, then I won't tell you nothing about what Big Charlie said about the will or nothing. I won't.
Will? What will?
I don't know. All Charlie says is, why don't they see who's going to get all the Elston money when Peter Elston croaks? Maybe it's one of the servants or something. Look in the will, he says.
The will? That's what I've been trying to remember, the blue envelope.
What blue envelope?
I can't tell you now, Margot. But there's a chance that the Shadow may be able to save Peter Elston's life. I'm going to the home and speak with Edwards, the butler.
I don't know who you are, sir. You call yourself the Shadow, and I can't even see you.
Never mind about seeing me, Edwards. Hold the flashlight up so I can see the dial on the safe.
Now, if you're a burglar...
I'm not a burglar, Edwards.
I'm responsible for this house since Master Peter Elston is...
Edwards, I'm here to save Peter Elston from the electric chair. There's a document in this wall safe that may save his life.
But, Mr. Shadow, I don't see how a document in this safe can...
A combination. Let me see. 18 to the left. 39 to the right. 12 to the left. And 49 to the right. Now, here it is.
What is it, sir?
Edwards, this is the paper that will save young Peter Elston. Now I must get Commissioner Weston. There's only 20 minutes left. Commissioner Weston, wake up. Wake up.
Huh? What? Who is it?
Commissioner, it's the Shadow.
Shadow? What do you want?
Peter Elston is innocent.
Now listen, Shadow. That business is out of my hands. He's been tried and convicted.
Here, Commissioner, read this.
What is it?
It's a full confession to the murders. Read it.
This is the most...
Read it, Commissioner.
All right, all right. I killed Mrs. Martin and her daughter by poisoning them and destroyed the bodies to throw suspicion. I'm doing this to let the world know of it. Perfect crap. Good Lord!
Are you convinced now, Commissioner?
Shadow, this is amazing.
There's only 10 minutes left to save Peter Elston. Hurry, call the governor.
Yeah, sure, of course. Hello? Oh, hello, hello, operator. This is Police Commissioner Weston calling. I want to speak to the governor of the state. In the state capital, yes. I don't care how you do it, but do it fast. It's a matter of life and death.
Oh, Lamont, come in.
I hope I haven't disturbed you, Margot. I thought you might still be up.
Oh, I couldn't sleep tonight. Tell me, Lamont, is he...
Yes, Margot. Peter Elston is saved. Oh. Weston was just able to reach the governor in time to have the execution stopped. 2 minutes later and...
Oh, thank heavens for that. But what was in that blue envelope, Lamont? I'm dying to know.
It was Dr. Martin's full confession to the crimes.
Dr. Martin? But he...
He's dead, yes, I know. He killed himself, Margot. You see, he had originally intended to murder Mrs. Martin and her daughter for the money. But when he found out that he was going to die himself of a heart disease, he decided to commit the perfect crime by committing suicide.
Oh, Lamont, that's awful. He made it look as if Peter did it.
Yes, he hated Peter. Because Peter of the whole family suspected his motives and hated him. He even suspected the boy of knowing he was a charlatan and had been denied a license to practice.
I see. But the confession, why that?
It was vanity, Margot. Murderer's vanity. Martin committed what he believed to be the perfect crime, and he wanted to feel that the world would someday know how it was done. Not too late, of course, to save Peter's life. Fortunately, I remembered his putting the blue document in the safe.
Then Dr. Martin stole the bodies of Mrs. Martin and her daughter?
Yes, to conceal the fact that they'd been poisoned. When Peter couldn't get the exhumation order from the police, he hired the two men to help him get the body of his mother. He wanted to prove that she'd been murdered.
Oh. Come in.
Mr. Cranston, would you mind if I didn't wait for you no longer?
Why, Shrevey?
Well, you know Big Charlie.
Your friend and companion who is a psychic?
Yeah, the same. Well, he had another dream, so I gotta run along.
What's the trouble, Shrevey?
Well, Big Charlie had a dream about taking a few drinks and getting into an argument with a cop and winding up on the clink and calling me up for bail.
Well, what has that got to do with you, Shrevey?
This time it wasn't no dream.
This program is based on a story copyrighted by the Shadow Magazine. The characters, names, places, and plot are fictitious. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. The Shadow Magazine is on sale at your local newsstand.
The weed of crime bears bitter fruit. Crime does not pay. The Shadow knows.